Vermont has seen an alarming number of cases this spring and summer of untreated sewage flowing into rivers and streams. Some of the releases happened because of broken equipment or human error. But as VPR's Taylor Dobbs looked at this problem, he found that some of the pollution is in fact allowed under state regulation.
The mix of human waste, household discharge, and street runoff poured into the creek intermittently for 31 hours with no public notice until a day later when town officials notified state regulators of the overflow. The overflow was a consequence of the way Vergennes' sewer system is designed. Known as a combined sewer system, it uses the same treatment facility to treat wastewater and stormwater. This means wastewater mixes with stormwater going down storm drains in the streets, and all of that polluted water is then processed, or not, at the same municipal plant.
Back in the day, in the 70s and early 80s, that was sort of the design engineering standard for constructing sewer systems.
Pete LaFlamme directs Vermont's Watershed Management Division at the Department of Environmental Conservation.
As a result, older systems, those in the Northeast, those in the central part of the country, the upper Midwest, and even out in the Pacific Northwest, a lot of systems were built this way.
16 municipalities in Vermont have combined sewer systems, and while the Vergennes overflow was exceptionally large, overflows that put sewage into the state's rivers and lakes are a regular occurrence. The systems are designed to overflow when there's heavy rain, so events like the one in Vergennes are allowed by regulators. And despite the risk to public health and impacts on water quality, communities downstream from overflows are not actively notified, and most overflow reports never make it past an obscure page deep on the DEC's website.
We no longer build them that way because of the very problems that we're seeing, that these sewers, when there are intense duration rainstorm events, these combined sewer overflow points act as almost pressure relief valves on the system.
So far in 2015, more than 1.5 million gallons of sewage and stormwater have flowed into the state's waterways in 15 authorized overflows. That's more than 30 times the volume of water released in authorized overflows during the same period in 2014. The overflows are a tiny portion of the overall volume of water treated by the state's combined sewer systems, and wastewater plants in general make up just 3% of the state's polluting phosphorus contribution to Lake Champlain. But even then, the legal dumping of sewage into waterways upstream from swimming areas and boat launches raises questions. James Ellers is the executive director of Lake Champlain International, an advocacy group that has called attention to the issue.
Is it acceptable for an upstream community to pollute their downstream neighbors? No, I don't think so. No more than you and I can take our trash and throw it over the fence into the neighbor's yard because we don't want to pay a collection fee.
For Ellers, these overflows are simply a matter of communities being unwilling to make needed investments to separate their sewer systems from stormwater systems or to at least expand the capacity of existing combined sewer systems to prevent overflows. LaFlamme says the state has made significant progress over the last quarter century. In 1990, he says there were about 171 combined sewer overflow points across 27 different municipalities. Now, LaFlamme says there are only 60 overflow points in the state across 16 municipalities. Environmental Commissioner David Mears says the state uses its permitting system to require communities to have plans to separate out the stormwater. But they have to make sure there aren't unintended consequences. That's because separating the stormwater can mean more untreated runoff flowing into rivers.
The major focus of our ongoing efforts to reduce the amount of nutrients and sediment and excessive stormwater flowing into our streams is in some tension with the desire to separate stormwater out. So the two things have to work in tandem.
Whether the solution is expanding capacity of a combined sewer system so it can handle heavier flows or separating the sewer system, improving water quality is costly. The state has no money to offer communities that want to upgrade or separate their sewer systems, but it does enforce certain standards when communities make their own upgrades. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.